情节里告诉你。
Hi guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Jenny.
Hey guys, this is Jason.
那今天呢，我们要讲讲这个，如果你是一个留学生，你要到美国去上大学啊，看病怎么办？因为我们知道，在美国看病 very expensive, it can bankrupt you, 让你破产，对不对？
Mm-hmm.
那 we don't want that to happen. 那今天呢，其实我们这个 topic 这个话题是来自我们一个听众的意见，在微博上联系我们。这个听众的微博 username 叫托福，一定要上。110托福要考110分我觉得你应该考得不错，因为他说他马上 the fall semester 他就要去了啊，但是他说我只知道有什么 Medicare Medicaid 的乱七八糟，但我都不懂 like 我到那有什么 option 有什么选择。那今天我们的节目呢有一个嘉宾 Open Language 的我们的一位员工 Andy 你好。
Hello guys, this is Andy from Open Language.
对，是我们的 Business Development Manager, 但是他抛弃我们，他要去结婚了，他要走了。所以我们现在在招他的 replacement. If you're interested, send in your resume to hr@openlanguage.com. Anyway, back to the main topic. Andy, 你是到美国去读大学的，对不对？
对的，对的。
So where did you go? Which school?
First, I went to Clark College in the Northwest, and then I transferred to Portland State University in Portland, Oregon.
Oregon, 这是一个美国很 hippie 的地方，是吧？
Yeah, 对对，非常的 funky hippie, 然后非常多的 tree huggers.
Yeah. Tree huggers.
Tree huggers and hipsters.
Yeah.
Hipsters 就是那种我们说很嬉皮的人，就是美国六十年代还很自由啊，怎么怎么样的啊。
Very liberal.
哎，很liberal 思想很开放的啊，你说 tree hugger 是什么？
tree huggers 就是很多人呢，他们
拥抱一棵大树，
非常喜这个字面的意思是拥抱大树，是因为他们非常的重视环境，喜欢保护环境，然后看到别人砍大树的时候呢，他们就去抗议，就抱住大树不让别人砍。所以的话呢，这个 tree hugger 就是环保人士。
OK OK， 你到了那儿以后啊，你是去之前就买 medical insurance 医疗保险了吗？还是到了那儿以后再去买的？你们买的是什么样的保险呢？
是这个样子的，因为我是国际交换，国际刚开始的话，我是一个国际学生嘛，所以呢，去的时候呢，我们的那个 international advisor 就为我们选择了那个 Medicare， 然后选择了我们的那个 insurance 的 company， 然后的话都是由他们一手包办的。我唯一需要做的就是交钱
，just pay，
yes， give me the money。
因为我以前我也有留学经验 ，but it was in Australia， not the states。但是我们那个时候我记得也是 ，it's compulsory， 就是说是强制的。你如果是一个 international student， 那你一定要通过学校买这个，他会有给 international students 的医疗保险，这样。我记得反正在澳洲是不贵的，跟你那个学费几万块的学费一比，几百块钱，哇、wow, ，so cheap。
其实
Do you remember how much was it?
I don't remember.
那基本上也是不贵。
Well, it's pretty much the same.
If it was expensive, I'm sure you'll remember.
I know it's yeah. 我觉得应该和澳洲差不多，也是每个学期大概也就几百美金这个样子。
那 Jason, I have a question for you.、Mm-hmm. 我就知道美国这个医疗体系还有这个整个 medical insurance 医保制度是非常 complicated、
mm-hmm.
现在呢奥巴马有出台的这个 Obamacare 对吧，要改革、mm-hmm. 要让很多以前 previously uninsured 没有医保的人，穷人啊什么什么的、啊、让他们纳入这个医保体系啊。And we keep hearing nightmare stories, 就那种很恐怖的故事 about 到美国什么，因为有一次我一个还是美国人的朋友，他在美国也没有医疗保险，因为他说他现在都在中国工作啊什么的。然后他说他在美国呢有一次 he broke his arm, 然后就骨折、
Ouch.
然后就要去 ER emergency room, 然后就反正最后是花了$7,000-$8,000，然后他就说把他基本上所有的积蓄都花完了。
That would make me cry if it was me.
That's horrible. 我就知道在美国 it can be really expensive to go to a doctor to even just get medical insurance.是这样的吗？
It's complicated. In some situations, if you're uninsured, if you don't have insurance, it can be super expensive. Super, super expensive.
天价的那种 medical bill,、
wow.
对不对？
Yeah, you have like you said, $7,000-$8,000 just for a broken bone. But there are lots of options to get medical insurance.
有很多选择，很多 options 啊。我知道就是有什么你们有政府的医保计划，什么 Medicaid Medicare 对不对、嗯、这两个东西好像有一个是给什么老人的，有一个是给 low income 比较穷的人的。
Yeah, so Medicaid、so aid、is for older people、
okay.
So older people who don't have income anymore, they can't, you know, they aren't working, so they don't have money to buy insurance.
但是他们还是要配的，因为可能配的比较少。
Yeah, I think they still pay something, but it's very little, very little.
What about Medicare?
Medicare is for low-income people.
就是可能他会说你的 income 在多少以下的，你可以 join 这个 program, 以比较少的钱得到 insurance 啊。
Mm-hmm.
那对于我们中国留学生来说，或者很多要去那儿工作啊什么的人。Neither, 这是我们的 option. 如果是这样的话，是什么呢？ Most people buy private insurance? Or?
Yeah, but I think if you're a university student in the United States and you're not insured, you can buy insurance through your university. Is that, that's what you did when you were in Portland, right?
I believe so,
yeah.但是而且这样的 package 都是比较划算的、
yeah.
对不对 They're pretty cheap
对 affordable
对那 Andy did you ever use your、medical insurance there like when you went to the doctor、mm. or 什么 was it covered
or? Fortunately or unfortunately I didn't use them you know I spent money and I didn't use them all
No that's good that's good
幸好有你这种人不然 insurance company 就倒闭了 and you can't provide anything for anyone right
但是呢我的 insurance 可以做那个 dental care 所以的话呢、
oh.
对呀、啊，
你说你学校 provide international student 一年付几百块，你可以去看牙。
对的，对的。
Get out！
然后的话，
是
，you know it was really affordable。我有两颗 wisdom teeth。
Ooh.
然后的话
，you had to get them taken out。
Yes, and it only cost me like for one wisdom tooth, it cost me like $60-$70.
That's nothing.
是啊， yeah. 因为我以前在那个新加坡。都不是美国啊什么西方国家我看个牙医、嗯、好像补个牙齿就两三百块钱新币就一两千块钱人民币 and that was 10 years ago OK、
哦、
那所以美国我知道是非常贵的那你其实好像给 international students 的这个 package 很好、right?
I think in general too in the United States as you guys probably know teeth are seen as very important
对的
everyone in the United States everyone gets braces everyone has perfect teeth you have to see the dentist all the time so it makes sense that they include it as well
但是、哦 yeah. 我觉得那现在我们有一个很好的信息给我们这位听众托福要上110分还有其他 similar situation 的听众就是一般 international students 你的学校会给你 provide 这个 program 而且呢强制性 compulsory 你一定要买也不贵听起来 coverage 这个覆盖还是不错的因为连牙医都可以看 it must be really good right
对的
那 Jason, do you have medical insurance?
Yes, I do. But I had to get my own medical insurance about a few months ago because I had my parents' medical insurance until I was 26.
对这个也是 Obamacare 的一个什么 policy, 是吧
Yeah, so before it was, I think you only had your parents' medical insurance until you were 24.
哎，以前更烂。就是、那你说你 had parents' insurance 是说这个小孩就不用再自己付钱吗
Yeah.
就你爸妈如果参加了是 public insurance 还是那种 private policy
private、
oh, private 然后你小孩就可以 include、
mm-hmm. yeah exactly、
这个样子
但是你现在 over 26所以你不能再享受这个 benefit
unfortunately
然后我们公司帮你买了一部分的 insurance 但是呢如果 any policy 要是在美国能用的就 super expensive
super that was the weirdest part when I was looking at health insurance policies all the policies that I saw wereYou could use them in any country in the world except the United States. Literally any country in the world except the United States. 除了美国，
对，因为我们给外国员工买这个医疗保险啊，也是通常就买一个，也是说蛮好的计划。但是如果你要把美国加进去的话 ，it's like double or something 很贵。
So it was unfortunately, you know, I go home to the United States sometimes, so I have to make sure that I'm covered there as well. But it was a pain.
对，所以我觉得，因为我到美国去旅游几次或者什么，这个不是强制的 I know too for some European countries part of the visa requirement is you have to get traveler's medical insurance 但是去美国这个不是 compulsory 但我觉得很有必要买 because if anything happens 你在那里就完蛋了刚刚我们 Open Language 还有一个我们的 Marketing Assistant Joyce 他说他在美国交换做学生的时候就是还好有这个 insurance 因为他好像有一次摔了一跤 concussion 就他脑震荡了 concussion 然后送到医院就是很简单的看了一看就是几千美金这样 对，所以还好有 Thank God for medical insurance.
The one nice thing about the hospitals in the United States is that they can't turn you away. I know that in some countries, if you don't have insurance, they won't treat you. But in the United
States, China, 没有钱不能看。没有，在美国，对这点还是比较人道的。就算很穷或者什么的，他看你是一个啊，真的很危急的状况，先救你再说，对不对？而且 ，you know, I've heard some stories， 就是有一些人他真的没有办法 afford， 没有办法付这个钱，然后他。最后好像要看几十万美金，后来医院就算了，就说也收不到这个钱。
So yeah, it's sort of weird, and this isn't an official policy, but I've heard a lot of stories as well. People who get these medical bills for $10,000, $11,000, and they say, "I don't have this much money. I don't know what you want me to do." And then they just sort of keep talking for a while and sending letters back and forth, and then
it just
sort of
不想跟你搞了。
Yeah, and then it just sort of gets forgotten.It's sort of like a. I am not saying that you should try to do this. This is not going to work. But I think in very few situations, you can sort of sneak out of it.
对，而且我还有一个家里的长辈啊，他也是住在美国的。然后他就说，他最近也是因为什么就去看病，好像也是骨折还是什么的。然后最后他可能去什么比较好的医院看了两三万美金。然后呢，他说他的 insurance 是 cover 一部分，然后剩下的呢，他说我自己付，我付现金。后来医院跟他说、啊、算了不用付了，因为他说我们你 medical insurance 这个保险 cover 的钱对我们来说就已经 cover 我们的成本，而且我们有赚钱了，所以剩下来那个算了，你不用自己付了。
我觉得美国医生也太好了吧。
对啊，好，一个很混乱，而且好像他们那边还人还蛮 kind 的，蛮善良的。 Anyway， 今天我们讲一些 anecdotes 啊，分享一些自己的经验， hopefully it was useful to you。 托福110，然后 we wish you all the best on your studies and your lifein the States. And we'll see you next time. 再见。
拜拜。
拜拜。